and I have a serious sweet tooth.
It also helps strengthen teeth.
I'm in. From now on, I'm a brusher and a rinser. I guess I'm like a brinser.
Ooh, good one. Don't be oral careless. Use ACT Anti-Cavity Mouthwash every day.
I'll be rinsing tonight.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom. You've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
It is Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Searcy 19-18. Benton will take the inbound pass from the far sideline from Bashirs and bring it into the front court. Another zone defense for Searcy. Benton throws it to Dicci near the free throw line. Kicks out to Cresilius in the right corner. Over to Peters. Back to Cresilius. Cresilius finds Dicci at the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Garrett Dicci with 4 points now. And Mount Holmes back on top as we are 30 seconds into this second quarter. 20-19 is our score. Here is Alcorn throwing it down in the lane to right. His hook shot was blocked, may have been partially blocked, would not go, and Mount Holmes gets the rebound. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Looks like a 1-3-1 maybe for Searcy. Peters goes cross court to Bashirs. Bashirs going into the lane for a layup, and he's going to be called for the charge. Perfect position for Peyton Wright to draw that contact. That is Bashir's first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mount Holmes here in the first half. 7:08 left to play in the second quarter. Searcy gets the ball back, Mount Holmes leading 20-19. Here is Branch into the front court, dribbles toward the left corner, goes cross court to Ashantino. Now throws it on the wing to Riggin. His three-pointer does not go, and the rebound controlled by Talon Benton. He'll bring it into the front court, throws over to Bashir's on the left wing, back to Benton. Goes cross court to Cresilius in the right corner. Cresilius throws it back to Benton. Finds Dicci near the free throw line. He's going to go into the paint, pull up for the jumper. A little short, no good. Rebound controlled by Branch for the Lions. He quickly throws it to Riggin on the left wing. Up top to Wright, he's going to try another three-pointer. Good. Oh, my goodness, Peyton Wright. He is seems to be deadly from behind the arc, and Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 6:20 left to play in the first half. It is Searcy leading Mount Holmes 22-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Well, I'll tell you, that junior Peyton Wright for Searcy, he seems to be almost deadly tonight from behind the arc. He has 12 points all from three-point range. And the Lions leading Mount Holmes 22-20 with 6:20 let's play in the first half. Here is Benton into the front court, throws to Peters in the left corner. Throws it over to Luke Jackson, who just checked in. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Ashantino. He's quickly back the other way, throwing it to Alcorn, who's going down into lane. Now kicks out to Riggin in the left corner. His three-pointer does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Talon Benton. He's quickly back into the front court for the Bombers. Has the ball on the right wing. Finds Jackson. Gives it to Dicci on the left elbow. He's going to go down the lane. His shot off the glass, no good. Offense rebound for Waymire. He puts it back up off the glass and in. And we're knotted back up with 22 all, with 5:40 left to play in the first half. Branch into the front court for the Lions. Drills to the right wing. Now towards the corner. Goes cross court to Riggin. He has it on the left side. Up top to Alcorn. Alcorn going into the lane for the layup. His shot is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Holmes, and it will be Searcy's basketball with 5:21 left in the first half. Again, we're tied up at 22 apiece. Branch will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And he gets into Ashantino, immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Jackson. Boy, teammates almost fought for that board. That could have been disastrous. but Mountain does come up with it. Here is Benton across the timeline. Finds Waymar on the low block. Follow the middle way up off the glass and in. Mountain back on top. 24-22, Bombers leading it. Lower 5 minutes left to play in this first half. Here is Branch back the other way, going into the lane for the jumper off the glass and good. Wow. Tough shot, but Branch did a good job of getting it. That's his first field goal of the night. He has 4 points, and we're tied back up, 24 apiece. 2-3 zone for Searcy as Benton's back into the front court. Another long pass to Waymar, and this time he has the ball knocked away from him before he can go up with a shot, and Searcy comes up with the steal. Here is Riggin into the front court, throws it up top to Branch. Goes into the corner to Alcorn. Alcorn going into the lane, going to pull up for the jumper, and good. Tristan Alcorn now with 4 points. Searcy back on top, 26-24. 4:20 left to play in the first half. Ball goes to Dici at the free throw line. His jumper, no good. And the rebound controlled by Alcorn. And now foul is going to be called in the backcourt on Mountain Home. Actually, it looks like away from the ball. That was on David Waymar. It's his second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put the Lions in the bonus. Luke Jackson checking out of the game as he's replaced by Hunter Bashirs. I think Searcy may have had a substitution as well. I'll see if I can find out who. Okay, so Griffin Love just checked in for the Lions as Ashutino takes a seat. Here is Alcorn going up for a three-pointer on the right side. No good. Rebound controlled by Waymire, and back come the Bombers. Benton into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. And the ball is knocked away and stolen by the Lions. Branch back the other way going up for the easy layup off the glass and in. Malik Branch now with 6 points, 28-24. Lions leading it after the turnover by Mountain Home. Here is Benton into the front court, finds Dici at the free throw line. Back up top to Benton. Now he's going to go down in the lane, kicks out to Peters on the left wing. His three-pointer, good! Colton Peters now with 8 points. That cuts the Lions lead back to a single point, 28-27 our score. 3:17 left to play in this first half. Branch into the front court, throws it over on the right side to Alcorn. Man-to-man defense from Mountain Home. Alcorn going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound controlled by Peters. Back come the Bombers. Peters across the timeline. He has the ball on the left wing. Now is going down into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Colton Peters now in double figures with 10 points. And Mountain Home retakes the lead. 29-28 our score. 2:49 left to play in the half. Here's Branch with it up top. Over on the right side it goes to Alcorn. Alcorn drills towards the corner, now into the paint. Now kicks out to Rick, to Branch. He's going to go into the lane for the reverse layup off the glass and in. 8 points for Malik Branch. And it's Searcy with the lead once again. 30-29 our score with 2:23 left. And a steal by the Lions. Back comes Branch, giving it to Love, who's going to go up for the jumper. His shot's blocked by Adichie. And it will be Searcy's basketball as Dici blocked it right to the hands of Hunter Bashirs, who was on the baseline. Good defense by Mounts Home, just a little unfortunate there. Waymar's going to check back out of the game to be replaced by Cresilius. Branch will trigger the inbound pass on under the basket with 2:15 left to play in the first half. Riggin takes the inbound pass, now throws it to Wright, who immediately puts up the three-pointer, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Benton for the Bombers. Benton throws it into the front court to Peters. Now tries to get it to Cresilius. Passes a little wide of him. Another steal for Searcy. 2 minutes left. Here is Alcorn going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound from Wright. He goes back up with it. His basket counts and he is fouled. Peyton Wright's going to go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three with 1:54 left to play in the first half. That does put Searcy in the bonus as well. And that foul is on Garrett Dici. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. And the free throw by Peyton Wright is good. He now has 15 points. Checking in for Searcy right now is Joe Todd Smith as Tristan Alcorn will take a seat. Smith, a senior for the Lions. So less than 2 minutes left to play. It is now a 4-point lead for Searcy. Ball goes over to Bashirs on the left wing. Back up top to Benton. Once again to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. No good. And the rebound is tipped to Peters. And Mountain Home's going to set back up. Here's Benton with it up at the top. Over to Peters on the right side. Thought about three. Down in the corner goes to Cresilius. Cresilius drills towards the lane, now kicks it back to Peters. He dribbles into the paint, pulls up, gives it to Dichi, who pulls up to the left elbow for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Smith for the Lions. Branch into the front court for Searcy. Throws over on the right side to Smith. Up top to right, he's going to try another three-pointer. This one does not go, and the rebound goes to Benton. A little over a minute left to play in this first half. A four-point lead for Searcy. Bombers have it on their end of the court. Benton between the circles over to Peters on the right side. Up top to Bashirs. Once again to Peters on the wing. Down in the corner to Cresilius. Back to Peters. Cross court to Bashirs on the left side. Finds Dichi on the low block. He's looking for the jumper. He pulls the trigger. Can't get it to go. And the rebound's controlled by Branch for the Lions. 34 seconds left to play in the first half as Searcy may be content to hold for the last shot. Branch just dribbling. No one out there anywhere near him. 20 seconds left. 15 seconds as Branch is still dribbling near the half-court stripe. 10 seconds left. Now Branch starts to run the play. He throws it to Smith up top to right. Finds a cutting Love who can't handle the pass, but finally does get it back. And he's going to be called for the travel with 2.9 seconds left in the half. So Mount Home will get it back with one last chance at a basket. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass. Throws it. Tries to throw it to Peters. The pass is knocked away. Stolen by Wright. And he's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. He can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Searcy 33-29. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are